Manhunt. The clue of the gloomy room that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
It's about time you got here. I've been waiting 10 minutes.
I've been walking around the house looking for this room. Doesn't old man Wilson have any servants?
I don't know. I found the room easy enough. Now, remember, all we have to do is keep Wilson from signing that contract with our competitors, and we're solvent now. Well, here goes. Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson, it's me, Tom Baker. Frank Purdy and I'd like to talk to you.
If he lets us in, we can stall him from signing. We only need a half hour.
Yeah, if he lets us in.
Mr. Wilson!
Maybe he's not in, Tom.
I'll look through the keyhole. He's in, all right. Sitting there in his big chair.
Door's locked, eh?
Yeah. Probably bullet from the inside. I can't understand why Wilson doesn't answer.
Mr. Wilson!
Something's wrong, Tom. Break down the door. Here, this heavy chair will do it.
Suppose Wilson's all right?
What's the matter? Are you scared? Step aside and I'll do it. Ah, that's got it.
Put your hand through the panel and slide the bolt.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson, what's wrong? Frankie doesn't answer us.
You'll never answer anyone again. He's dead, Tom. Dead as a doornail.
Yes, Andrew Wilson is dead. Murdered. Murdered under conditions so impossible as to challenge explanation. Who will find out how he died? Who will discover his murderer? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the clue of the gloomy room.
What does Bill want, Drew? Do you know?
Well, all I know, Pat, is he has someone in his office he wants me to see. He sounded pretty excited on the phone.
Well, I'll walk you to the door and then hop back to the laboratory, okay?
Yeah, sure, Pat. I'll be with Bill in the homicide department if you want me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Drew, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, there's Bill now. I'll see you later, Pat.
Okay.
Hey, Drew, before you go in, I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
Andrew Wilson, an eccentric millionaire, had an appointment with two fellas this morning.
Mm-hmm.
When they showed up to keep it, they knocked on his library door and they couldn't get any answer.
Why? Was he out?
Was he out, he said. He was out, all right. Out cold. They broke down the door and found Wilson dead.
Oh.
Got a mark on him. And we checked with his doctor and found the guy never had any serious trouble. The door was bolted from the inside, and the one window in the room was locked and barred.
Well, he might have locked himself in and then died a natural death. That could be, you know, Bill.
It could be, but it wasn't. What I came out to tell you is we're holding an autopsy, and Tom Baker, one of the men who found Wilson, is in my office. Come on in.
Yeah, okay.
This guy Baker's got a wonderful story, Drew. Claims that if Wilson signed a certain paper, he and his partner would be bankrupt. Well, if Wilson was murdered, that's plenty of reason for killing him, huh?
Yeah, it certainly is. Glad you sent for me, Bill. All right, let's go in. Ohio, I'm Drew Stevens.
My name's Tom Baker. I was telling Sergeant Morton my partner and I were calling on Mr. Wilson this morning.
He knows, I told him.
Well, Mr. Baker, when you discovered Mr. Wilson was dead, what did you do?
Well, our first thought was to call the police. We ran downstairs to find a phone.
Oh, no phone in the room?
No, sir. I know the police aren't sure yet that it was murder, but I am. And I know who murdered Wilson, too.
Oh, who's that, Mr. Baker?
My partner, Frank Purdy. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but Frank is a little hot-headed. It was important that Wilson wouldn't sign a certain paper. If my partner knew that Wilson was going to sign it, I'm sorry to have to say this, but he'd kill Wilson to prevent it, providing he thought he could get away with it.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Baker. That's very helpful.
I'll answer that.
Yeah, Morton.
We have your address, Mr. Baker?
Yes, I left it here with Sergeant Morton.
Well, thank you. We'll be in touch with you, and thanks very much for your help.
I'm just doing my duty as a citizen.
Exactly what I thought.
Goodbye, Mr. Stevens.
Goodbye.
Yeah? Okay, goodbye. That was the medical examiner, Drew.
Uh-huh.
The autopsy's over. Wilson was murdered, all right. Poison gas in his lungs.
Poison gas, eh?
What is it with this phone, a game?
Yeah, Morton speaking. Yeah, I know. What? Yeah. Yeah, okay, thanks. What were you saying, Drew?
Oh, I wasn't saying anything, Bill. As long as the medical examiner says Wilson was gassed, and our recent visitor here certainly put the finger on his partner, Frank Purdy.
You think so? Well, listen. That was Frank Purdy on the telephone just now. He called to tell me that if we found Wilson had been murdered, then it was his partner, Tom Baker, who did the murdering.
Well, Drew, you insisted on seeing the room where Wilson was murdered. Here it is. Look around. Nothing in it's been touched.
Good evening, gentlemen. You're from the police, aren't you?
Oh, yes, that's right.
I'm Ruth Morgan. I was Mr. Wilson's secretary.
Oh, yes. We were wondering where we could find you, Miss Morgan.
I never get in until 11 o'clock. My, it's good to be indoors where it's warm. I walked from home. It's only 4 blocks, but I almost froze.
What is this, an investigation or a weather report? Go ahead, Drew. Look at the room. I've seen too much of it already. I'm going downstairs.
Okay. Care to come in, Miss Morgan?
I certainly do. I've never been in there.
Oh, you haven't?
No. This was Mr. Wilson's den. No women allowed, not even his secretary.
Mm-hmm. Well, he really was eccentric. Oh, a dismal room, isn't it? Not much furniture in here, just a desk and a chair. I wonder where that door leads to.
I'll look. It doesn't lead anywhere. It's just a book closet.
Well, this gets more complicated by the minute.
What do you mean, complicated?
Well, just this. Mr. Wilson was gassed to death as he sat in that chair. But there was no trace of gas in here when the partners broke in. Somebody might have aired the room out, it's true. But the door was bolted. And there was nobody in here when Baker and Purdy discovered the body. And the doctor says that the time of death was only a few minutes before they broke in.
That does sound impossible.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. There were no fingerprints in the room. The bars on the window haven't been tampered with. Say, that window's pretty high up. I wonder how it was opened when he wanted air in here.
That window pole in the corner, probably.
Oh. This one, eh? Well, this proves nothing. What's this?
What's what?
Little mark on the pole. And I think that because of something on this window pole, I've really got something on Wilson's murderer.
I've got Baker and Purdy and the Morgan girl in the next room, Drew. Now tell me why I had all three of them brought down to headquarters.
Oh, I guarantee, Bill, that only two of them will leave, okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah, here's a picture of whatever it was you found on the window pole. It looks like a crescent or a quarter moon or something.
Oh, thanks. I need that. Come on inside, Bill.
Inside, he says. It's about time I got on the inside of something around here.
Well, please don't get up, anybody. I hope all of you have a pair of gloves. Have you, Miss Morgan?
Yes, right here in my bag. I'll get them out. Oh, dear, I'm sorry. It slipped out of my hand.
Oh, I hope you retrieve your belongings, Miss Morgan. There.
Thank you.
One lipstick returned to owner, one compact. One box. Hey, what's this?
Nothing. Just a box of special headache powders. And this other box is the capsules I put them in.
Oh, I see. Well, there you are. Well, I guess that's everything. Now, please put on your gloves, Miss Morgan.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's this for, Drew?
I'm going to take the fingerprints of everybody in this room, starting with Miss Morgan.
With gloves on? You're crazy, Drew. You can't get prints off gloves. What do I ever listen to you for?
Now, hold it, though. If you please, Miss Morgan. Sorry to have to get ink on your gloves, but it's really very important.
It's all right. They're an old pair. What do I do?
Run your index finger over this ink roller.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now press it on this slip of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now. Thank you. I want to check this smudge with the picture of the crescent Bill gave me. The mark that was on the window pole. I don't think they'll match, but...
But if they do...
Let's see now. Say, Miss Morgan... Those capsules you have in your bag. I want one.
All right. Here.
Thank you. Does that radiator hot, Bill?
Yeah, plenty. Which is more than I can say for you.
All right. I'm going to lay this capsule I took from Miss Morgan on this radiator.
All right, but why?
You'll see. There, look. It's beginning to melt already.
So what?
Well, in a minute, if that capsule melts completely, I'll know exactly how Andrew Wilson was murdered by Ruth Morgan.
We know Ruth Morgan killed her boss because she'd been stealing from him and he was going to examine the books.
He admits that. But how was it done? And how did you know?
Well, to begin with, Bill, Ruth Morgan made a slip when she handled the window pole in Wilson's library. She had never been in that room before, remember?
But what about it, Drew? Don't be so vague.
Okay, Pat, I'll tell you the story as it happened. Ruth Morgan put some liquid gas in one of those gelatin capsules I found in a bag. Then she placed the capsule on the library radiator.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. I follow that.
Okay, genius. Then she hid in a book closet with a wet handkerchief on her face.
Oh, so the gas wouldn't affect her.
Right. Wilson came in, bolting the door behind him. He sat down in his chair, and the gas hit him. You see, the capsule had melted, leaving no trace. But it had left the room full of vaporized gas.
Hey, even I begin to get it. Then after Wilson was dead, the dame put on her gloves, grabbed the window pole, opened the window to air out the room, then closed it again.
And went back in the closet where she was hiding when the partners broke down the door.
Right.
Well, after they left to go downstairs and telephone, she slipped out the back way and went back to her own house.
Okay, okay, but what about all this hocus-pocus of the window pole and taking fingerprints with gloves on?
That wasn't hocus-pocus, Pat. You see, Ruth Morgan had a little rip in the seam of her gloves, and just a corner of her finger touched the window pole, but that corner left a print. Well, she was wearing the same gloves today, and the print I took from them showed that part of her finger. The same part of the same finger that appeared on the window pole.
Uh-huh. And inasmuch as she had said that Wilson never allowed her in his library, she must have been in there only that one time, huh?
That's the way it figured, Pat.
Oh, and she seemed like such a nice girl, Drew. Too bad after she decided to murder Wilson, something didn't happen to make her change her mind.
Not to change her mind, Pat. If she wanted to get away with it, something should have happened to make her change her gloves.